Yeah. you, our King, our Redeemer, our Savior, for life. That we are not just existing, but Lord, oh God, that we have a purpose. That Lord, oh God, that your hand is upon our lives to bring about wonderful results. That you have infused us with your anointing, not just to frustrate the enemy of our souls, the enemy of mankind, but Lord, oh God, that through that anointing we'll see yokes destroyed and burdens removed. Lord God, we give you praise for the life that we have in you, for the victory that we have in you. We rejoice, oh God, in your faithfulness, Most High, in Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This evening, you may be seated. This evening, we are going to do something a little bit different. I will be sharing with you a little bit later. But the Lord quickened in my spirit, and I wrestled with it for a while, that the service from this morning, my interview with Pastor John Javerd, that I should replay it. I believe somebody needs to experience or hear what God is saying, and for us, we might hear things that we'd not hear the first time clearly. And I got to listen to it again after the service this afternoon, and really felt impressed in my spirit. We need to hear this again. Because God is doing something in us and with us that we need to embrace and celebrate in Him. Amen? I am not satisfied that God will do something way out in Pakistan and will not do it here. God is the God who reigns over all. And whatever it is that is standing in the way of God's power breaking forth in tremendous ways, right here at home, that has to change. Strongholds need to be torn down, because God is God and is sovereign. He overrides every natural thing. And science and unbelief and whatever else must not stand in the way when we recognize that God can do things in our lives in the here and now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, I was impressed by a statement the man of God made about the place that we went. It was a place where they were primarily spiritist, if I can put it that way. They were necromancers. They went to graves and worshipped. They practiced black magic. And he made a statement, said God had to be there, because if God was not there, none of this will happen. We saw the forces of darkness cast down. And as this video is replayed, and I'm going to cut in at some point, I want us to, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, see the strongholds of darkness operating in our environment beginning to collapse, so that Jesus will reign supremely. The Lord says, except the strong man be bound, you cannot spoil his house. You know, I have seen this city getting transformed, not in a positive way, there are murders and gangs in our city. And this is not our portion. This is not our story. The drugs, you know, flowing like water in our streets. People are doing crazy, crazy stuff. That is not going to be our story. Whatever it is that is causing the operation of darkness in our city must come down. It must come down. Amen? It must come down. So as we listen tonight to what God did in this distant land, let us see God doing the same thing right here. Because He's promised us that's what He wants to do. And we're going to wrap up tonight interceding for our Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. This is our Jerusalem. This is our start point, Winnipeg. And it has to be the place where revival fires again are fanned and miracles flow like liquid fire. Praise the Lord. Well, let us go now to the service and to that interview with Pastor John Javed, the president of King Television and Consuming Fire Ministries Church, a beautiful, beautiful church. This church is beautiful. I mean, one of the most beautiful churches I've ever been in. And God did a miracle for them to make it happen. But let us listen to this, and I'll come in and fill in some more stuff and share some more stuff with you. Let's go.
God is good. Amen. I see my brother and my friend, Pastor John Javed. Blessings, my brother. How are you?
I am good, man of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I know you're not feeling too well. You sent me a text this morning, so this is a double blessing. It's a sacrifice. You know, a love journey for you today to spend this time with us on this Missions Sunday. We really, truly appreciate you.
We are so grateful. It's an honor to be with you. And I want to say this, you are looking so beautiful and handsome.
I dressed just for you. Pakistani.
Oh, thank you. We give glory to God.
Amen. Well, saints, this man is an extraordinary man. Pastor John Javed and Pastor Rachel. They are doing an incredible work in a very difficult place. In the land of Pakistan, God has raised this man up to bring in the harvest of the Lord, coordinating with so many men and women of God, making certain that the word of God penetrates into that land. It's a great honor to have him with us today. I thank God for him. He is a destiny helper. Amen. And because of him and his ministry, God has given us a nation. We're penetrating into a nation, the nation of Pakistan. And we celebrate that goodness of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give a good clap of offering unto the Lord. Yes. today I want to interview him because he was right there on the ground when we had the crusade this last March in the land of Pakistan. I still cannot pronounce the name of the place we had the crusade. I knew the name of the place that we're going to have it, but there was an embargo that no open air meetings should take place. But how many of you know when God sends you, He makes a way? And God made a way with this young man to make it open, and we did the work. So today I want him to share with us some of the testimonies of what God did in Pakistan, because we plan on being back there again. Amen. So Pastor John, I just wanted to share just briefly with the saints so that they have a sense of who we're talking with. A man that is operating by the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You and your wife, Pastor Rachel. And in fact, I will say it. I've been ministering with interpreters for close to 40 years now. And she's been the best, without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow of a doubt. So talk to us. Tell us something about the crusade that we had in March with you.
We are so grateful to you, first of all, man of God. You know, it's a great, great time. We have seen people give their heart to Jesus Christ. We have seen amazing miracles. I want to say thank you, and I want to say thank to your family, as well as, you know, to entire church who was behind it, standing for it, you know, praying for it. And I believe it's very, very important. And church did a great job. So we are so grateful. You know, we have seen over 27,800 something souls get saved. And it was really amazing. It happened first time in that area, as that area basically, you know, based on black magic, people go and do the grace worshiping, stuff like this. So it was very, very important place where gospel did not preach. And we've seen a real salvation. People give their heart to Jesus Christ. And we have seen really, really great breakthrough. As you was on the stage, you know, and the power of God hit that land. People were set free from demons, you know, as he was preaching. And, you know, the demons start appearing over there. And it's really, really amazing, you know, to see, you know, how people set free from that demon attacks, you know, who was suffering with the evil spirits. Then we see tumors, you know, disappear. You know, the people who cannot see, they were, you know, able to see with the power of God. And I believe on one thing, you know, it's very, very important. There was a God in this. If there was a no God, you know, it will never happen. So we praise God. It's happened with the will of God. We have seen salvations. We have seen miracles. And we give all the glory to Jesus Christ. With that, you know, as we did a leaders meeting, pastors conference, it was so blessed. Like, pastors was, you know, praying, and, you know, they were doing repentance. It's really amazing to see a great breakthrough in the leadership. In fact, I was just, they were just playing on TV, you know, your crusade testimonies. So I was just watching that 2 hours ago. In fact, it's just coming up right now as well. So we give all glory to God, what God did. And we can't wait to touch another place where gospel did not reach yet.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise God. You have helped us to go to places where the gospel had not been preached. We're not going to places where it's been bombarded with ministers and coming in and coming out day after day, week after week. But you have, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, helped us to connect to those areas that are fallow grounds, areas where nobody has penetrated, And I thank God that He has raised you up to help us reach that great, beautiful land of Pakistan. Praise God. Praise God. I missed something that you said. When you said you were describing the place we went to, you said something about I think you were saying something about the spiritual atmosphere there and what the people there were involved in. Did I miss that, or is that what you were saying?
Yeah, it was actually taking place, you know, as he was preaching, you saw that over there, like suddenly the wind, you know, the power of it was like God is breathing over there, you know. It's really, really great, you know. And I was outside standing and, you know, looking to that. And it was, when I was praying, I was feeling like God's hand is touching people over there. It was really, really great what God did in that area. It never happened. You know, the thing is this, it's very important. You know, today people don't believe on the crusades or these kind of stuff. So we are really, you know, bringing that thing. You know, and we want to thank you and the church, because it's very important that you understand the calling of God. You know, we cannot win souls, you know, as we are sitting or struck at one place. You know, it's a big thing, you know, to come out from your circle and preach the gospel. And then second thing is this, you know, it need to be preached in unreached places. You know, when Jesus left his disciples, you know, they were not preaching at one place, everybody, you know. And sadly, this is happening, you know. That's why we are struggling, we are working hard. You know, our teams are working hard to finding the locations where gospel did not preach yet. You know, because we don't want to create a drama, you know, just to make pictures or make foreigner happy, make church happy, or, you know, thousands of people got saved and stuff like this. We need a real salvation, and we are hungry for
salvation. Praise God.
That's what we are living for. And, you know, that is the reason that we said to you to come back, because we want to see a harvest, you know. If you know, we want to see this land will be changed. We
Amen.
Want to see the people will be touched by the blood of Jesus. And it's really amazing. It's really, really, I was sharing with you the woman who was have a, you know, hole in her heart, and she got healed, you know, when they did a test reports, you know, the heart is like a new. So, you know, it's really amazing. I was just hearing when you leave out of that, I was hearing the testimony. I don't know if I share with you or not. You know, the cancer, 4-stage cancer got healed.
Praise God.
And it's really amazing, you know, like no man can do it. This is the power of God,
yes.
You know, who is using his man, is using his son to change the nation. And, you know, we are so grateful to God for this partnership.
Praise God. Praise God. Stage 4 cancer healed. Hole in the heart healed. That is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is faithful. He's faithful. You know, and you know, going into an area where the gospel has not been preached, and the heathen that doesn't know God coming out and saying, something happened to me. Well, only God can do that. Only God can do that. I remember, because we started late for whatever all the reasons, so we didn't have enough time to take testimonies and all of that, but there was a lineup of people that wanted to come give their testimonies. And I remember on the stage, there was a man. They lifted him and brought him up. He was paralyzed. He couldn't lift his hand. He was standing there. And they were trying to get me out, you know, so I stopped. You know, the guy says, I can't even lift my hand. My hand is paralyzed. I said, which one? This one. I said, lift it. The guy who was helping me didn't expect anything to happen. The guy just, whoop! Hallelujah. So even after everything was closed up and we were heading out, God was still healing people. God is such an awesome God. And Pastor John, I want to thank you. Because I remember so well in 2019, the Lord telling us that the doors were going to be closed, but it was also going to be open. And that we're going to be going into this other nations. And God used your ministry, King's Ministry, King's Television, to help us break into that nation. Because every month from early 2020, every month we've had a crusade in one community or the other, places where the gospel has not been preached. I was asking the Lord the other day, I said, why the focus on Pakistan? What is the focus here in Pakistan? Because normally I'll go all, to all the other places, but there's this focus on Pakistan. Lord, why? And he said, I love Pakistan. I love my children in Pakistan. They are my people. And this morning when I came to pray, I heard the Lord say something. That he's going to raise a leader in your country that loves the country and loves the people. And Pakistan is going to prosper.
Praise God.
God is going to raise up somebody. And I'm going to be fueling that word with prayer. Believing God to raise up a man, a team that loves the country. They are not corrupt. They don't want corruption. They just want the people to prosper. And we declare it so now done. Even as you are helping to bring the gospel into that land, may God raise up even the body of Christ to a place of prominence. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that are persecuting the church are going to see the manifestation of God's presence. Angels will show up before them. And just like Saul was transformed to become a Paul, there will be people in high leadership that are persecuting the church today that are going to come to salvation, because God has a plan for Pakistan. And we are going to participate in the makings of these miracles in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise Amen. The Lord.
We are so grateful. We are so grateful for your passion. And I want to say one thing, you know, to the church and to everybody who is involved in this. You know, there are many, many people. Everybody can arrange crusade. That is not a big deal, you know, to gathering people or stuff like this. But the question mark is this, you know, is the gospel is really being preached in the area where gospel did not preach yet? You know, that is my concern, you know. Then, you know, other thing is this, after gospel or after salvation, what is happening to the souls? You know, is there somebody discipling them? You know, so these things are very, very important. And I want to say thank you for trusting us, standing with us. You know, when you was preaching, we were rejoicing at, you know, when I was sitting back, I was rejoicing. The reason is this, souls was getting saved, you know. So we love you, you know, and we love the church just because you are true people, you know. You are preaching the true gospel. And I was talking to the team, I said, if there is somebody else, you know, because everybody have their own thought, you know, people mix the gospel, preach and stuff like this, you know. But when every time when you preach, you know, God is speaking to the people. That's important. And then we see the result. The souls are getting changed. So I want to say to the church, the reason why I'm sharing this, you know, as you are standing with men of God, you know, that is a right ground where you are sowing the seed. Remember this. You know, like, I want to show you. Give me a minute before it will go away. So I was just, I was just watching the testimonies.
No.
You remember that girl who was possessed?
Yeah.
Here you are.
Yes.
So see? So it's still going on. There was repeating, you know. So that thing is, this is all about, you know, when you are standing with somebody, you know, people need to know where they are standing, what they are doing, you know, and we have seen the result right here. So we are so grateful and we really appreciate your effort, your time, your love, your prayer. And the good thing is this, you never care about the size of the crusade. You know, even there is 100 people, 50 people, you know, 30,000 people, you know, you preach the gospel. And that's why we love you. You know, it's all about soul. And we love you, we care you. And I want to say to the church, the man of faith and sister, they are faithful servants of God. And, you know, the time that we spend here, definitely you guys are growing in their presence. And, you know, the time that we spend here, you know, so many home churches take birth under his ministry, you know, here in Pakistan. And
home churches.
That is only happened when God is moving or God is using the person. No man can do that. No man can change person. No man can bring a person. No man can perform a miracle. You know, I always said to the people, I said, if you will see the magicians, you know, they can kill people, but they cannot make a person alive. That is only the power of God who give life. And, you know, that life is coming out through the man of God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't want to keep you any longer. I know that you have expended so much energy, you know, just making certain that you join us today. And in spite of the fact that, you know, you're a little bit under the weather, but God is good and he's healing and restoring you right this very moment. And please extend our warm greetings to the team. I know they are already working, trying to put up a meeting for October. And
yes.
So we're looking forward and trusting God to bring all the resources we need to get the job done. So another city is impacted and another area is captured for the glory of God. And so thank you so very much, my brother.
Thank you. Pastor, we are so grateful to you and sister and entire church, entire management team. Thank you very much for working so hard. God bless you.
Bless you too, my brother. God bless you. We love you.
Bye-bye.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, it's a joy to have Pastor John with us today and to share this opportunity. Those 27,000 plus souls that came to the Lord when we had that meeting in March will also be used by God to bring others into the kingdom. And you and I are part of that. The reward and the harvest, the stars will be on your crown and on mine. I may have gone by myself that time, but we all went together. Amen? Your investment made it possible. And today I just want to celebrate the goodness of God. I don't know if you heard him say it. Home churches have started that want to be under the canopy of this ministry. Hallelujah. And that's just one ministry. I went because of him. But when I got there, the first meeting was the ordination of bishops and pastors and leaders in another son's ministry. Praise God. I will bring that one on another day. And he has, you know, we just had a short meeting. But the miracles that God did, and we are part of it because we are the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I want us to understand that the greatest thing that we can give, the greatest investment that we can invest, is in souls. God's greatest investment was in souls. Let me say that again. God's greatest investment and God's greatest focus and purpose. And if we are created in His image and in His likeness, this must also be our heartbeat, is souls. When you walk out of this church today and you're walking out, before you get to the doors, you're going to see a banner right on by the front doors, and it will talk about souls, God's heartbeat, souls, souls, souls. The Word of God says in Mark 8, "What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world but lose his soul?" Did God create the world? Let me ask the question again. Did God create the world? So what is it that we as men want? What are we all striving for? The things that are in the world. The money, the gold, the minerals, the diamonds. You know, diamonds are a girl's best friend. We want the gold. We want the oil. We want the lithium. Oh, well, let's get the lithium so we can have some nice electric cars. I'll be the richest guy around. Hallelujah, praise God. And God who created all of that says, if you gained all of that and you lose your soul, you got nothing. The greatest investment is for souls. You are more important than anything else. And if you are that important, and the next person by you is that important, and the people out there in the nations of the world are that important, then our greatest investment must be for the salvation of souls. But before I go any further in this message, I want to share two clips with you. One will be about this particular Sunday, about this being a mission Sunday, and also some of the things that we just heard. And then the second one is going to be one that releases breakthrough or challenges us to work towards having people come into their breakthrough. I'm going to have those two videos play back to back. First one on missions, and then I'm going to share briefly with us. Thank you. 889, that's television, the broadcast, people getting saved. That's not the 27,000 at the ground. That young kid, the big lump disappeared, just gone. Praise the Lord. Okay, before the next video comes on, King Television broadcasting the crusade live, people were getting saved in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Iran. We were penetrating all of that area. Praise the Lord. So this is a crucial point. And I believe that's partly why God has chosen Pakistan and raised this young man to start King Television. On one program that we had with King Television, one program, 28,000 people in a 30-minute segment or an hour segment from all over that area came to salvation. From this particular network that God connected us with, millions have come to the Lord in the last few years. Praise the Lord. People who did not know the Lord, staunch Muslims coming to God, Hindus coming to God. God is pulling people. Hallelujah. Now I want you to watch this next video. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God set you free to set other people free. Now, grace. I don't know how that...
Hallelujah. I thank God for what He's done. One of the aspects of what we've not talked about much about is the pastors' conferences and leaders' conferences that we've been having. Many have been raised into the army of the Lord. And the reason you find all of those numbers, those are real numbers of people who got saved, is that for about 5-7 days after the meetings took place, there were workers that fanned into the city, checking door to door. Were you at that meeting? Oh, yes, I was there. What happened? Oh, I gave my life to the Lord. Anybody else in here? Yes, the whole family. We all give our lives to the Lord. Did God do anything else? I got healed. I couldn't walk, and now I can walk. I was blind, and now I can see. And they tabulated for a whole week. They were out there fanning through the city, checking. Now, they could have gone even further and checked even more. But after a week, they had to come back. And now, these same people, many of them, are becoming leaders of home churches. So as they're collecting those names, they are working with those families to disciple them. And so when we had leaders, and we have leadership conferences from here, we're still doing training from here. The guys, you know, here once every other month, we'll have a pastor's conference. And what we do is we invest some funds to make sure that these pastors and leaders, when they come and they hear the Word of God, the teaching of the Word of God from here, get impacted. We give them some food to eat, and you know, and then they go home and they keep on doing the work, because they recognize God set them free. I am saved. I've got to get my brothers and my sisters to hear this good news. And they're taking the Word of God. And each month when we do these meetings, and as you can see, videos are being repeated on King Television. These teachings have been repeated over and over, and people are learning. They're growing, and they are taking the word. One of our spiritual sons said, you know what? God is using this ministry so powerfully. I believe by God's grace, in 1 year, I will plant 100 churches. I said, what? Yeah, we are ready to go and do the work of the ministry. And I say all of that to say this, we cannot be outdone by them. We've got to do the same thing here. We've got to reach our community here. That is tough ground. You know, there are no people openly here going to gravesides to worship and call dark spirits. Some, but it's not a whole lot. And when he made that statement, because we're supposed to go to another community, and the government shut down all rallies because there were political issues, they came to this particular community. And guess why do we go to this community? Don't down me. Because the government officials know that's not the place to go. If you want to go die, go there. they will curse you. So nobody, that's where we went to, and God showed up. Hallelujah. It took like a day or two for them to change sides. And God showed up. That crowd was as a result of that. God pulling people. If God pulled them there, can he not do it here? Certainly he can. But we also must have a heart, a hunger to see our fellow men and women come to salvation and recognize that just coming to church on Sunday is not why God called us. He called us to be his voice in the land, to speak as we're driving down the street, biking, walking, whatever, releasing the anointing of God and inviting the angels of God who are sent to be ministers with us, in reaching those that are supposed to be heirs of salvation, that those angels go to work while we're going from place to place. You're going to your grocery store. You may have not said anything to anybody, but you are praying and you're believing and you're trusting God. God, bring your people home, your sons and your daughters. And God speaks to you to speak to somebody, speak to them. But most of it has to be done in the realm of the Spirit. We have to break those strongholds, because the hearts of men have been hardened. And God can still reach people. He's well able to reach them. This city is not meant to be a drug-infested city. There are so many lives that have been damaged, so many gangs. Well, God can break into those gangs. He did it with Nigger Cruz, a gangster that was turned around and now today is preaching the gospel. I don't know how old Nigger Cruz is now. He might be in his late 70s or 80s. But that was a man that was used of God. Can God do the same thing here in Winnipeg? Can he do it in Toronto? Can he do it in Vancouver? All over this land, Canada must be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. We refuse to turn this nation over to the devil and his cohorts. God will use our lives. Hallelujah. He will use our prayers, our intercession. He will use our giving. But this is true of life. What you don't invest in, you will not get results from. And we never invest in something we don't believe in. If we believe that God is well able to save and God loves, then we must invest. I know this is Mission Sunday. That is something that we do to help us all get focused on missions. But missions is not just in Pakistan or in India or in Turkey or in Britain, and that's another place that we're going to have to go into. Yes, there are lots of churches and all of that, but we need to penetrate wherever it is that we need to penetrate with the gospel. And it is not inexpensive. But we have a God who is well able to help us reach whoever it is that we need to reach. And no matter how hard the enemy fights, we will have the breakthrough. Amen? So tonight, before we are dismissed, I want us to join together in prayer. I want us to pray that God does something extraordinary. right here in our Jerusalem, right here where we are, that the atmosphere is supercharged with the glory of God. Hallelujah. It is totally possible because God loves people. Amen? And as we pray for that, we're going to pray that God will help us have a heart for missions. God will give us that heart to love people and understand that the greatest investment we can make is not in the buying of a car or a house or some nice clothes, nice shoes, nice jewelry, whatever, and God could care less about whether how well-dressed you are. But ultimately, it is not the stuff that I buy with natural funds that I'm going to present to the Lord. It is souls. Amen? So that my expenditure must have first and foremost kingdom purposes. And God gives me and every one of us as believers that heart. God, I want to invest in souls. How can I do that? Which ways can I do that? How many ways can I do that? And be creative with that. Just do what God calls us to do, because eternity is too long a time to spend in the wrong place. And if we love people, if we really truly love people, then nothing is too much. Amen? Nothing is too much. We can go that extra mile and say, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to see that the work of God goes forth, the word of God goes forth, an undiluted, uncorrupted word that will touch lives and see people come to salvation. That is what we must do. It's something we must do. There are people who have the resources. Not every one of us has a large sum, but equal sacrifice is what God desires. That my heart is sold out for that. I love people and I'll sacrifice for souls. Guess what? God loved and God sacrificed. Did he not? He went all the way to Calvary to make sure that I'm set free. And I'm so glad that he saved me, that he has chosen me and he has marked me for greater things. And so it is for every one of us today. We are marked. And let us not take that lightly at all. Let this be a driving word in our spirit at all times. Souls, 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 souls. That's God's heartbeat. Everything you do, find a way to connect it to souls. Find a way to connect it to souls. If you cannot, in fact, let me say this. If whatever it is that you're doing, you cannot testify is connected to lives that are going to be changed, you know that thing is not the right thing to do. If you buy a house, connect it to souls. Lord, when people see my house, they will say, only God has done this. I need to know the God who this man is serving. You buy a car and you drive by and they say, hey, what is that? You say, I need to know the God that you're serving. Because I know you, you couldn't possibly do this. But you must know somebody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everything. God is not trying to shortchange anybody. But if you have, as he says in his word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything is going to be added to you, then let's do that. Let's seek His kingdom first. And as we seek His kingdom, open up our hands and say, add to me, Lord. Hallelujah. Add to me. Increase me. Multiply me. Establish me. Promote me. Cause me to shine brightly so that like a city on a mountaintop, I am not hidden because I show forth your glory. Amen? Praise the Lord. So two things I want us to pray about and will be done tonight. Of course, we're going to honor God with our givings and give towards missions and all of that. We're going to pray, one, God, do your mighty works in our land and in the earth. He said, ask of me, and I'll give you the heathen for your inheritance. Is that what the Word of God says? So, if He says, ask of me and I'll give you, then it must mean that if you don't ask Him, He will not give you. That makes sense? You've got to ask. So we're going to ask for lost souls. Praise God. But let me warn you, when you ask for souls to be saved, if you give birth to babies, you got to take care of the diapers and feed them. Praise the Lord. So it is about me surrendering and being willing, like those young men and ladies penetrating, fanning into the community and taking testimonies. God will engage us on what is most important. What is most important? Sometimes we do a lot of stuff that are not necessary. But the more God engages us in these regards, then we'll fine-tune and be better managers of our time, of our resources, and all of that. We'll be more disciplined. Amen? Hallelujah. To see souls come to salvation. Let me say finally, second thing that we're going to pray is about God changing us. The Word of God says that when we bring all of our tithes and our offerings, that He's going to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, and that we'll not have enough room to store it. He says, bring all of this so that there's meat in my house. Remember that? Meat in my house. Well, there are two things connected to that statement. One, yes, so that the word is present in my house. So when we support the work of the ministry, resources will be available. But two, are you ready for this? Jesus, our Lord, taught us. He said, my meat is to do the works of the Lord and to finish it. So when He talks about meat, He's not just talking about food and resources. He's talking about opportunities, assignments of God. So when He says, give us this day our daily bread, our daily meat, it's not just talking about hamburgers. It's talking about my daily assignment. Because I am connected to the mighty boss. And so He gives me daily assignments. And I bring back a report. You shall be witnesses unto me. Unto me. You shall be witnesses unto me. It's about us bringing a report back. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, when God says, bring your resources, I'm going to give you assignments. And you will be connected. You'll be able to come back and give a report. There's going to be a closer relationship because the one who wins souls is wise. Yes? So we want God to do something with us. I want to be wise. Anybody else here wants to be wise? Praise the Lord. Then let's do what wisdom demands. Do what God says to do. And the last instruction was, go into all the world, preach the gospel. That's the assignment. And whatever platform God has given to you, that is a platform God has given to you to preach the gospel. There are people that I will not be able to reach, no matter how hard I try, that you'll be able to reach. And there are people I'm going to be able to reach, no matter how hard you try, that you will not be able to reach. Only me can reach them because of the kind of platform he's given to me. Amen? So let's rise together and let us pray first of all. God, we want your power released in our land. Canada must be saved. We thank you for the whole world, but Lord, start something here where we are today. There must be transformation in this land. We are not surrendering this land to the enemy. We are asking for the heathen to come to salvation. Do something right here in Winnipeg. Do it in Vancouver. Do it in Toronto, in Mississauga. Do it in New Brunswick. Do it, Lord, all over this great nation of Canada. Do it, O God, in North America. Do it, O God, in all the continents. Father, do something extraordinary. Cause this atmosphere that we are in to be supercharged with the very presence of your glory, the awesomeness of your power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray, 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 pray. It is not in the length of our prayer, but in the willingness of our hearts. By faith, that is what is going to bring about the change that we desire in God to bring about. Do it, Lord. Lord, oh God, we knock on this city of Winnipeg. Winnipeg, release the souls. Release the men and the women that have been held captive. In the mighty name of Jesus, we knock in Jesus' mighty name. Open! City of Winnipeg, province of Manitoba, open, open. Release the souls of men and women. Canada, open, 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 open now in the mighty name of Jesus. We place a demand right now for the release of men and women that the Lord our God paid full price for, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that we receive the vehicles that we need, oh God, to evacuate all of these sons and daughters from the place of imprisonment that they are in. We set the captives free right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, all over the world, Lord, oh God, let your glory be made manifest. Let, oh God, your power flow richly in the name of Jesus. Let revival fires, oh God, begin to blow and fan through this land in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for the sustaining of your presence and power, oh God, for wherever your spirit is, there is liberty. And we thank you, Father, that you are everywhere present. You are the all-knowing, everywhere present, and all-powerful God. Oh, Father, arise in the fullness of your glory and wreak havoc on the forces of darkness in every dimension, and set all captives free. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, secondly, I want us to pray that God will do a work in us and with us that gives us that heartbeat of God for souls, and that we'll begin to see in real terms that our greatest investment is an investment to see lives forever changed. Hallelujah. Yeah, that their lives be changed, and that we have that overflow that brings provision to them, meeting their physical needs, their emotional needs, their relational needs, whatever their needs are. But first and foremost, that this power of God will deal with us God starting with us will help us begin to think and to see with the eyes of God the things that God wants done so that lives are forever changed. God, bless me to be a blessing. Set me free from every limitation so I can set others free from the limitations that they are operating under. Pray in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, O God, for the capacity, O God, to understand that the greatest investment is first and foremost that which is for souls. Lord, O God, that the people that you paid the price for, Lord, O God, be set free from the lies and the deceptions of the evil one. We declare in Jesus' name that we all have a heart for souls, that we have your heart, for that is part of our imageness and likeness of you, to move in love, to deal with love. Father, in Jesus' name, do a work of transformation. Give us the mind of Christ. Give us that capacity to take up the cross and to follow you, so that, Lord, O God, men will come to salvation. Men and women will know your peace, which surpasses all understanding. Lord, O God, that your healing power will flow richly and powerfully. Thank you, Lord, O God, for the miracles that you are bringing about. We want to see your kingdom come and your will done in the earth as it is in heaven. O God, do your mighty works in our land. Do your mighty works, O God, in our world. Do your mighty works. Oh, show yourself awesome, God. Arise, O God, and let all your enemies be scattered. Let the powers of darkness be dissipated. Let their actions and their powers and their influence be frustrated, annihilate, eradicate those things that the enemy has done. And God, let your resurrection life flow through your people even now. In Jesus' name, we call it so done. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Someone say, let thy kingdom come. Let your will be done here in the earth as it is in heaven. Let the freedom of heaven be manifested here in the earth. Let the liberty of heaven be manifested here in the earth. In the name of Jesus, let the prosperity of heaven be manifested here in the earth. Lord, let it be manifest in us, your people, that we may shine forth the glorious light of your glory. In Jesus' name, we decree it so. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So glad to have spent this time with you. This Wednesday is our leadership Wednesday, which means that the Bible study time is going to be just with the leaders, those that are serving in different capacities right here in the church. And it's an important time for us to just spend time with each other and with the Lord. And the same thing on Friday, it's going to be a prayer meeting for leaders and workers. But everyone else will have a prayer meeting on YouTube and Facebook and Zoom or whatever. And you'll have the same Bible study in those capacities. But in-house here is going to be just for the leaders for this Wednesday and Friday. And of course, we'll see you on Sunday, amen, for another time of meaningful interaction with the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those are the key announcements, and I believe the men and women's auxiliary are meeting at noon on the 13th, I believe it is. That's a Saturday. So at noon, men's meeting and women's meeting. The ladies are going to be meeting in the Scars to Stars room, and the guys are going to be meeting in the banquet hall and overflow hall. Okay? So I think those are the announcements that we need to be aware of, and let's come together, let's work together. At this time, let us honor God with our giving. Let's invest our tithe, our offerings, our first fruits, our vows. Let's give unto God whatever it is that He has requested of us. And may the Lord multiply our seed sown. May the Lord multiply us numerically, that we have many footmen and footwomen who are sold out to making certain that we live in a society where the gospel is being heard and lives are being transformed. When you go to work, that place that God put you in, that's your platform. Saturate it with the praise of God. Saturate it with the anointing of God. Let people begin to experience God's power in there. They will not know what hit them, but God is doing something. And all of a sudden, they are convicted and they begin to change. And God will draw them to you and say, tell me something. Tell me something. God can lead people by His Spirit. Don't just go to work and be doing whatever it is that you're doing. You're there, you're God's inside man, inside woman, in that shop, in that office. Take it over. Praise God. Because I tell you what, there are people who are coming into that place and saturating it with their demonic stuff. You go in there and drive all those demons out. Hallelujah. Drive every single one of them out. Shine brightly. When the light shines, darkness leaves. Be the light wherever you are. And let us see what God is going to do as He multiplies us for His glory and honor. Amen? Do that, child of God. Every one of us. Every one of us. Wherever you're listening to this message today, do that. And let us see God's will done wherever we are. God bless you. I love you. I celebrate the goodness of God in your life. Let's do what He said. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Amen. Good night. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord, and we'll see you in the days to come.